在家母去世的前大概一两个月的时间，我常常在她的病床旁边唱诗歌给她听。
In a one or two months prior to the death of my mother, I often sang beside her sick bed this hymn.
我知道在她的旁边唱到好坏不是要紧的事情，而能够真正从心里面唱出安慰的诗歌，这是最重要的事。
I know it's not so important whether I sing beautifully to her or not, but it's more important whether I sang off my heart.
但是我非常相信，虽然不一定唱得最好听，但是在我母亲的耳朵里面，听儿子唱歌一定是最美的。
I know that regardless whether I sang well or not, in her ears may be the best.
我在她床边唱了好几首中国调的经文诗歌。
I sang beside her many hymns with a Chinese melody.
我唱一首给你们听好不好？
I will sing one now to you.
请各位翻到《使徒行传》一章，刚才我们读的经文，我们看第八节。
Please turn your Bible to Acts chapter 1 and then turn to the verse 8. Chapter 1, verse 8.
这一节圣经我会唱是35年前。我在青年团契的时候，我们的辅导教我唱的歌。
This I can sing this hymn or this verse to a hymn because 35 years ago I was taught by my counselor in the college fellowship.
这三十几年，将近40年来，常常借着唱这首诗歌，得到许多的提醒。
In the past 35, almost 40 years, I'm often reminded and by this hymn.
使徒行传一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
我唱的这个中国调跟刚才我们听见英文诗班所唱的歌是完全不一样的味道。
This is a very different flavor compared to what the English choir just sang.
他们刚才唱的是非常非常的西洋的古典的圣乐。
Their music now is very Western classical.
现在我要唱个非常东方的中国调的这个歌。
Now mine is very Asian and Chinese.
圣灵降临在我们身上，我们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证，好不好听
？Is it okay?
好吧，我们一起来读一遍。
Let's all read this verse together.
我们先读中文，然后一起来读英文。
We're first reading Chinese, then in English.
我们一起请中文先来。
Chinese.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。 English. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. 我们都知道，根据刚才我们所唱所读的这一节圣经，可以把《使徒行传》分成三个段落。
We all know that according to what we just sang and the verse that we just read, we can categorize the book of Acts into three different categories.
从第一章一直到第七章、第八章到十二章，然后13章到28章，三个段落。
In chapter 1 to 7, chapters 8 to 12, and chapter 13 to 28.
那么第一段呢，就是讲到神怎么样在耶路撒冷开始这一个天国的大业。
The first part talks about how God will work in Jerusalem to open the work to the kingdom of heaven.
从第八章到十二章是提到圣灵如何在犹太全地和撒玛利亚所带来的工作。
In the chapters 8 to 12, we talked about the Holy Spirit, how it costs to have a work in Judea and Samaria.
然后从13章到28章，我们看见福音已经超越中东的地区，进入小亚细亚，开始向欧洲发展，直到地极。
In chapters 13 to 28, we begin to see the work of the Holy Spirit spreading from out of the regions of Middle East to Asia Minor into Europe.
但有一件事情我们觉得非常稀奇的。
One thing we found very interesting is,
如果各位注意看使徒行传28章最后一节,
if you pay attention to Acts chapter 28, the last verse,
提到保罗在罗马城的工作的情形,
talk about Paul's work in Rome.
然后我们就看见31节似乎就没有什么交代, 就突然就告一个停止。
In verse 31, there seems to be no conclusion to what he did.
到底保罗在罗马后来发生什么事情?
Exactly what happened in Rome for Paul.
使徒行传的作者没有很明显给我们的交代。
The author of the book of Acts did not give us a good indication.
所以有人说使徒行传是在圣经66卷里面唯一有开头而没有结尾的一本书。
So somebody would say that the book of Acts, out of the entire 66 books in the Bible, is the only one that with the beginning and not the end.
有个非常好的开始。
There's a very grand beginning.
有非常好的引言,
there's good prelude.
但是我们却看见好像这本书呢, 没有一个交代的清楚的结论。
But it seems like it lacks a very understandable conclusion.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 事实上, 这不是写使徒行传的作者路加的一个忽略。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you, it's not a negligence on the part of the author of the book of Acts.
非常清楚的, 这里面我们看见主有他独具的匠心在里面。
Here we can see very clearly God has himself a very clear his own will in it.
因为主耶稣要历世历代的基督徒，要历世历代的教会继续的来写这一本使徒行传。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ wants the following generations up to now to continue writing the book of Acts.
从教会的成立一直到主第二次的再来,
from the establishment of the church to the coming of the Christ,
我们要看见使徒行传一直被记载下去。
We want to see the continuation of the book of Acts.
所以有人说使徒行传也是圣灵行传。
So some people call it this is the book of the gospel,
我说,
of the Holy Spirit.
我说使徒行传也是教会历史的行传。
I will call it also the history of the church.
我们也注意到使徒行传一章八节，很明显的，当我们看到第九节的时候，我们就发现这句话是主耶稣对着门徒临离开他们之前的临别证言。
If we read following after verse 8, in verse 9, we will find out that this is the last word Jesus said to his disciples before ascension.
第九节他说了这话，他就在他们面前升天离开他们的去。
Verse 9, after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes.
我们说人之将去，其言也善。 我们十分的相信主耶稣在最后说的这句话有他特别的含义和分量在里面。
Oftentimes we will say that upon departure, even our words mean has significant meaning.
感谢主，我们教会今年在拆传委员会决定， 这个拆传年会的主题就是从这节圣经里面来。
We thank God that the mission committees have decided to use this particular verse for our theme this year.
从耶路撒冷直到地极。
From Jerusalem to the ends of earth.
我们谢谢主在临别证言提醒我们教会的工作必须要往前走。
We thank the Lord Jesus for reminding us that the work of the church has to continue.
神的工作是不能停顿。
The work of God cannot stop.
2000年来是如此，今天也是一样。
2000 years ago was so, and then today it's the same.
我们要一直走向地极，直等到主耶稣再来的日子。
We have to progress to preach until the ends of the earth, until Jesus' second coming.
你们知道上个礼拜过了一个很特别的一天，大家知不知道？
Are you aware of a very special day last week?
10月28号。
October 28th.
也许昨天、前天各位在世界日报上可以看到这个消息。
Perhaps you have read about it in the Chinese newspapers.
那么在27号晚上，在电视里面也提到这件事情。
Also in the news on the evening of the 27th, you remind us again of this.
其实这件事情我已经知道了有一段的时间。
In reality, I've known about this date for quite some time now.
因为全世界有不少的基督徒相信10月28号，大家放心，已经过去了。10月28号是主耶稣基督再来的那一天。
Because many Christians in all over the world believe this is the date for the second coming of Christ.
韩国有一个教会，整天有10,000多人聚集在教会里面等候耶稣基督的再来。
There's a particular church in Korea that over 10,000 people gather in this church waiting for the second coming of Christ, spending the whole day waiting.
到那天晚上最后的时候，那个牧师向着会众说：“弟兄姊妹，我们回家吧。”
At the end of the day, the pastor of that particular church declared to his congregation, "Brothers and sisters, let's go home."
我收到Shelby的来信，告诉我说，在菲律宾也有上千万的人在那里等10月28号耶稣再来。
Our missionary to Philippines, Shelby, wrote to me and reported that in Philippines there is also tens of thousands of people waiting for the second coming of Christ on that date.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
耶稣基督再来是必然的事情。
It is inevitable that Jesus Christ is coming back.
但是我们要小心，当我们听见这一类的风声和话语的时候。
But we have to be aware and be cautious when we hear this kind of a gospel.
弟兄姊妹，我们从圣经里面很清楚的知道，这是撒旦的话语。
Brothers and sisters, from the Bible, we know clearly this is the words of Satan.
这是魔鬼的欺骗。
This is the lie of the evil one.
但是弟兄姊妹，我那天怎么过10月28号的呢？
But brothers and sisters, how did I myself spend that day?
我很坦白地说，我当天有一点点矛盾，有一点点紧张，有一点点这个又相信又不相信。
I have to be frank with you. On that day, I had a little bit dilemma in me, and I was a little bit cautious and a little bit nervous.
我真的在想，如果真的那天耶稣再来，怎么办？
I thought to myself, what if Christ is really coming back today?
我预备好了没有？
Am I prepared?
我在神的面前是不是能够坦然地去见他？
Can I come before the Lord boldly?
弟兄姊妹，不在乎10月28不10月28。
Brothers and sisters, put aside October 28th.
我觉得那一天提醒我们今天每一个基督徒。
I feel that this particular day reminded all the Christians.
我们相信，我们相不相信耶稣基督真的有一天要再来？
Do we or do we not believe the second coming of Christ?
当主耶稣再来的时候，我们知道使徒行传就要告一个段落。
We know that when Jesus Christ comes back again, the book of Acts will come to a conclusion.
我们感谢主，差遣委员决定这一句话作为我们今年这个的重点。
We thank the Lord that God put in the heart of the mission committee members this verse to be our theme this year.
但是今天早上我要从另外一个角度来看这一节圣经。
But this morning I want to look at this verse from another point of view.
主耶稣不只是提醒我们不断地由近向远传福音。
Not only did Jesus Christ remind us to preach the gospel from near to far.
请注意这件很熟悉的事情，还提到两件很重要的教训。
Please also pay attention to two other lessons in this passage.
第一，耶稣基督提醒我们每一个基督徒应该有的角色和身份。
The first important thing is that Jesus reminds us of our position and our role to play.
第二，他提醒我们，我们有这样一个角色，我们需要有一些什么样的装备。
The second, he talks about the equipment, how we should equip ourselves.
我不会忘记吴志才牧师在他接受爱慕之前，我们这个爱慕团跟他谈话的一段经过。
I cannot forget what the conversation between us and Minister Wu before he was ordained.
我留下很深刻的印象。
It embarked on me a very deep impression.
我们问了他很多很难的问题。
We asked him many, many difficult questions.
感谢主，他给我们很好的回答。
Thanks be to the Lord that he gave us splendid answers.
后来我们讨论以后就通过了，我们说可以跟他按摩。
Later we passed the motion to ordain him.
然后我就请吴牧师说，我说你好不好表示一下你按摩的感想怎么样？
And later we asked him for his remark, how he felt.
他说啊，这个很难，这个直接翻成英文哈。他说我。 按摩之后呢，我就从传道变成牧师了。
He said, after I'm ordained, I've transformed from evangelist to being a pastor.
Okay, 本来叫做 minister， 现在变成，不过他翻译 evangelist 也很好啊。他说虽然名称不同，但愿我做了牧师以后，我不忘记还要传道。
He said, even though the title is different, but let me not forget my role to preach the gospel after I become the pastor.
你知道他那句话给我一个很深很深的一个震撼。
He has shook me up greatly with that what he's
verse. 后来我就问我自己，我说真的，我做了牧师以后，我就忘记传道吗？
I have to ask myself this question. Had I forgot the ministry of evangelizing to people after I became a pastor?
所以当我按了吴牧师做牧师之后，从那一年开始，我每一年在新年的时候都有一个心愿。
So after that incident, every year upon the beginning of the year, I have a new will.
我的心愿是什么? 我要传道。
I wish that I would pass the
preach the gospel. 不管我的工作多忙,
regardless how busy I am because of my job.
不管我讲道的工作多重,
regardless how heavy the duty is to preach the gospel on this behind the pulpit.
我说我一定要常常做个人布道的工作。
I must emphasize on personal evangelism.
举一个例子，我今年1992年开始的时候。
Let me give you an example. At the beginning of
1992,
I have set a desire before the Lord. My resolution is to bring 12 people because of my personal relationship to them, bring them before the Lord. When I'm preparing this gospel, this message today,
我很紧张，我就是查我的记录。
I was very nervous and I looked back into my record.
从1月1号到10月31号, 我到底带了几个人信耶稣?
Exactly how many people have I brought to the Lord since January 1st?
因为我都有记录。
Because I have made a record.
好了，我把它算了一下。
I take a count.
感谢主, 到10月31号, 神怜悯我, 让我带了15个人信了耶稣。
Thanks be to God that by October 31st, I calculated there were about 15 people because of God's pity on me that I brought to the Lord.
还有两个月, 1992年才过去。
In about 2 months, 1992 will come to a pass.
你们为我祷告, 我希望再带三个人。
Please pray for me. I wish to bring out 3 more people.
因为我说我希望有12个人, 但是如果神怜悯我, 给我带12加6, 18个人, 那么我要感谢主。
Well, thanks be to God that even though I have declared to be my resolution to bring 12 people, but if God had mercy on me that I can bring 18, that would be very happy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
神今天给我们有许许多多美好的机会传福音, 请问主用我们带了多少人认识主?
God has laid before us many beautiful opportunities for us to bring people to the Christ.
你说牧师功力比较高,
you say, well, the pastor has much to lose.
如果他一年带18个人,
if every year he brings about 18,
我们可不可以在神面前下个心愿说，主啊，让我明年带一个。
Can we just put before the Lord that we would want to bring one person to the Lord next year?
真是能够把他带到主的面前，让他清清楚楚的蒙恩得救。
We really want to bring this one person before the Lord and then that he would receive the Lord in their heart.
在过去几年关心个人传福音的经验里面,
in the past few years of my personal involvement with personal evangelism,
我发现向北美华人传福音有2个很重要的重点，我提出来给各位做个参考。
I want to bring to your attention there are 2 very important issues preaching to the North American Chinese.
那么这些年来当我去关心个人时，我常常从这两方面来关心他们。
I often approach them from 2 different aspects when I preach the gospel to people.
第一个就是从他的角色，从他在上帝面前的地位来提醒他。
First, I would want to remind them of their position before the Lord.
我们知道上帝向人类所发出的第一个问题是什么呢？
We know that God, when he calls a person, the first question he will bring about is,
上帝来到伊甸园里面,
when God came to the Garden of Eden,
对着躲在树丛后面的亚当说了一句话,
looking at Adam who was hiding behind the bush,
他说亚当亚当, 你在哪里?
Adam, Adam, where are you?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这是一个很简单的一句话, 却有非常深的意义。
Brothers and sisters, even though this may be very simple in language, but it has a deep meaning.
今天有许许多人在上帝的面前已经失去他的身份，忘记他的地位。
Today, many people have lost sight of their disposition or position before the Lord.
昨天晚上，前天晚上，在我们这里的布道会，我非常注意的去分析吴主光牧师所讲的信息。
In last night, the night before, we have a special gathering here, and I was paying much attention to the sermon that was preached to us by Pastor Wu.
因为我站在他旁边，所以我特别清楚，特别了解他讲的道的那个重心。
Because I was standing right next to him, I was paying much attention to what he was preaching to us about.
我发现这两天晚上他所强调的就是这一方面。
I found out that in the past 2 days, he specialized, emphasized on this.
提醒一个人在上帝的面前应该有的地位和身份。
Reminding us as a human being our role and position before the Lord.
什么叫得救?
What is to have salvation?
得救就是我身份的改变。
Salvation means the transformation of your position.
我地位的不同,
you have changed to a different position.
我原来与神为敌的,
Originally, we are at opposition
with the Lord.
Now we combine, become one.
我现在成为神的儿女。
Now we become the children of God.
那么这两天晚上，吴牧师就强调这两方面。
In past 2 days, Pastor Wu was emphasizing on these 2 issues.
那么特别强调说，我在神的面前，我应该有的地位是什么
？Especially talking about our position before the Lord.
他最后呼召的时候。
Later, when he made a calling,
他一直强调说，你要做上帝的儿女吗？
He especially emphasized, do you want to be the children of God?
你是上帝的儿女吗?
Are you a child of God?
你是神家里面的人吗?
Are you a family member of his
kingdom? 不管你捐钱多少。
Doesn't matter how much you make, you offer.
不管你受了洗没有。
Regardless whether you're baptized or not.
要紧的是你跟神的关系是怎么样。
The most important thing is your relationship with the Lord.
我站在旁边替他翻译，感觉到他那个灵里面的很强的负担。
When I was standing right next to him, translating for him, I felt much burden in his spirit.
这是一种我们在传福音的时候的一个途径。
This is one path that we can take when we preach the gospel to others.
在过去，特别是这15年，我在这里牧会。
In the past 15 years, when I preached the gospel here,
我常用另外一个方式来这个介绍福音。
I often approach preaching the gospel in from another way.
从哪一个角度呢
？From which perspective?
从能力的角度。
From one of power, capability.
我常常从罗马书第7章18节来分享福音。
I often share from Romans chapter 7 verse 18.
我立志行善，由得我行出来，由不得我的那种苦闷和矛盾。
Oftentimes I share with you the dilemma of wanting to do good and not being able to.
我们今天不是不知道。
Today is not that we don't know.
我们今天不是没有理想。
It's not that we have no idea.
我们今天不是没有方向。
It's not that we are without direction.
我们今天不是没有道德的标准。
It's not that we don't have a moral standard.
我们有是非之心。
It's not like we lack conscience.
我们会分辨。
We have discernment.
但到真正要做的时候。
But when we have to do it now.
我们不知道怎么样去决定。
We lack the knowledge of
how to decide. 我们是有心而无力。
We have the will, but not lack the strength.
我们看今天这个社会，我们看我们今天的时代，就可以看见这件事情。
If we look at our society today, we can find out this.
我们明明知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
Oftentimes we know exactly what is right and wrong.
但是在现实主义的情形之下。
But in face of a practicality,
我们发现我们就放弃了那样的一种道德的分辨的标准。
Many times we forsake the standard of morality.
我自己信主就是这样来。
This is how I became a Christian.
我不是不知道行善。
It's not that I don't know how to do good.
我不是没有理想。
It's not that I'm without ideal.
我不是没有方向。
It's not that I'm without direction.
但是很多时候就是我知道，但是我做不到。
But many times I know, but I cannot attain it or do it.
特别是今天的知识分子。
Especially today, the well-educated people.
我们有保罗的那种心态。
We have the heart of Paul.
我们知道，但是我们做不到。
We can do our heart is willing, our spirit is willing, our flesh is weak.
我们知道要做好，我们做不到。我们知道不要行恶，但是我们偏偏去陷在里面。
We know we should not do bad things, but we will sink in it.
很可惜，今天很多基督徒也在这种光景里面。
It is a shame today many Christians are in this situation.
一个是地位的问题，一个是能力的问题。
One is one about position, and the other is ability.
我刚才是讲到得救。
I was talking about salvation.
我们回到使徒行传第一章第八节。
We return to Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
其实主耶稣也在这里讲到这两件事情。
Jesus was addressing also to these 2 issues here.
第一，他提醒当时的门徒他们应该有的角色和身份是什么。
First, he reminded the disciples of then their position.
主耶稣在这里没有问这些门徒说你们现在在哪里。
Jesus didn't ask them, where are you?
但是耶稣却提醒这些门徒说你们是我的见证。
But here Jesus reminded them that they are his witnesses.
主耶稣提醒他们的角色。
Jesus reminded them of their position.
你们是见证人。
You are my witness.
我一直很不喜欢这句话的中文的翻译。
I do not much like the Chinese translation in this verse.
而说圣灵降在你们身上，你们就得着能力，要在这里，这里，然后呢，做我的见证。
In Chinese, it says the Holy Spirit is upon you. Be my witness.
那么英文是 be my witness, so you will be my witnesses. 但是在中文呢，是说你要做我的见证。
In the English translation, you will be my witnesses. Chinese is you are my witness.
Okay.
Sorry.
我说这个翻译的不好是那个做字。
The word in Chinese is to make
or to do or to
do.
Act. 就是说你在做见证。
You're to act as my witness.
我为什么不喜欢这个字呢？
Why don't I like the word act?
因为我觉得这个字说出了今天很多基督徒失败的原因。
Because today that caused the failure of many Christians.
因为我们不觉得我们是一个基督徒，我们在做一个基督徒。
Today we're not a Christian. We're acting as we're trying to behave like a Christian.
以前有一个人来找一个牧师。
Once upon a time, a person came to a pastor.
他就跟那个牧师讲说，我要做什么才可以得救。
So what exactly do I have to do to gain salvation?
那这个问题很简单，很普通。
This is a very simple question, very common one.
他说我要做什么才可以得救。
What do I have to do?
那个牧师回答一个很奇怪的回答。
The pastor said, give a very strange answer.
他说太迟了，太迟了。
Too late, you're too late.
他说我问你要怎么做才可以得救，什么叫太迟了呢？
The man said, what does it mean it's too late?
因为你问我要怎么做。
The pastor said, because you asked me how can I do as a Christian.
那个牧师说，老早已经有人替你做了。
He said, many, many years ago, somebody was already a Christian for you.
因为主耶稣已经替你做了这个救赎的工作。
Because Jesus had already accomplished the work of salvation for you.
真的，有的时候我们会问我们自己，为什么一个基督徒做久了以后会觉得累？
Many times we have to ask ourselves, why is that the Christian many times feel burdened out after a long time?
他们说常常基督徒坐久了以后有弹性疲乏。
Sometimes you say you bring up elasticity.
那种里面的兴奋，里面的那种感受已经越来越少。
The original anxiety, and zealousness and enthusiasm is worn out.
有的时候坐在那里听到，看见旁边人听到，哎呀，流眼泪，就哭。你在哭什么哭？
Sometimes you are at all why people are so stricken by the sermon.
是的，我们曾经要努力要做一个好基督徒过。
Yes, once upon a time we had set it as a will to be a good Christian.
我想弟兄姊妹，你了解我的意思。我们今天不是在做一个基督徒，我们是一个基督徒。
Today we are not trying to accomplish something. We are Christians.
英文就翻得很好 ，You will be my witnesses. 你要成为我的见证。
In the English translation, you will be my witnesses.
中文有一本圣经新译本翻得很好。
In the New Chinese translation, it's a very good translation.
他不是说做我的见证，他说做我的见证加一个人字，做我的见证人。
In the Chinese translation, added a witness person.
做见证是宗教。
To bear testimony is a religion.
做见证人是生命。
To be my witness is a lifestyle.
做见证人是一种生命的流露。
It's an expression of a lifestyle.
我相信。这样一个很重要的真理也可以解决我们在教会里面侍奉主为什么会有 burn out 的现象之一。
I believe that this kind of expression would explain why sometimes we experience burnout before the Lord.
感谢主，主耶稣在这里不是说你要在耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极建立我的教会，或者说你要在耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极传我的福音，他说做我的见证。
Here we thank God that He didn't tell us to go from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria to the ends of the earth to build His church, but rather to be His witness.
他虽然我们看见这些门徒从第二章开始，他们在各地建立基督的教会，在各地传扬主的福音。
Even though in chapter 2 we see that the Lord, the Christians then started to build up churches everywhere.
在这里我们就看见一个很重要的一个真理。
Here we see a very important truth.
传福音建教会的基础是什么呢？是见证。
What is the basis of preaching the gospel and build up church? It is in the testimony and in the witnesses.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在这里提醒我们，用他最后一句话提醒历世历代的教会。
Thanks be to God that Jesus, in his last words to us, he reminded the church of the future.
我们要建教会，我们要传福音，没有错。
It's not bad, it's not wrong to build a church and to preach the gospel.
但是如果没有见证，所建的教会是一个空的，是一个假的。
But a church without a testimony is but an empty shell.
如果今天传福音而没有见证，这个福音不能感动人。
If today we're just preaching the gospel in our mouth and have no testimony in our action, then it's it cannot reach people.
当我们进到十一月拆船月的时候。
In November is the month of mission, the mission for us.
我们想到从耶路撒冷要到地极。
We think about from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth.
求主给我们这样的负担和雄心。
We ask the Lord to give us this burden and also the ambition.
但是弟兄姊妹，让我们不要忘记。
But brothers and sisters, let us not forget.
当我们要讲拆船的时候，不忘记。我们的本分，我们要有见证。
When we talk about mission, let us not forget our position to bear personal testimonies.
我们需要什么见证呢？
What kind of testimony should we bear?
弟兄姊妹，我常常说，今天教会里面有许许多多的需要。
Many times I would tell you that in church there are many, many needs.
今天在我们的周报里面夹了一份我们这个信徒贷款的其中的一个报告。
In our program today, we have in there a special report about the bridge loan.
弟兄姊妹，我承认我们现在是有经济的需要。
Brothers and sisters, I recognize and I confess to you that we have an economic need.
但是原谅我再强调这件事情。
But forgive me for paying to emphasize this.
今天教会最大的需要不是在经济。
The greatest need in the church today is not that one of financial
needs. 今天教会的需要是灵性。
But that one of the Holy Spirit.
有的时候看见人那么多坐在里面聚会。
Many times we see there are so many people congregate here.
我承认我们心里面会有感恩。
I confess that we are thankful for these people.
但是我想到人越多，神给我们越多外面的。但是如果我们缺少真正的生活的见证，弟兄姊妹，有一天，如果这样的一个大的东西垮的时候，那个失败就更大。
Yes, indeed, we have such a massive building and a large crowd gather here. But unless we have a good personal testimony, one day this building will fall upon us.
原来我提出两个见证，请各位在主里面好好的思想。
Forgive me for bringing up these two issues.
第一个是相爱的见证。
First, in the love for one another.
让我们真的学习怎么样爱的里面化解任何的恩怨。
Let us learn to really deal and resolve all wrongs in love.
求主让我们在爱的里面来看我们的弟兄和姊妹。
Let us, we pray that the Lord will help us to receive one another in love.
在爱的里面来看教会。
To receive the church in love.
除了相爱的见证以外，求主给我们合一的见证。
Not only a testimony of love, we ask that God would give us a testimony of unity.
主耶稣除了在这里提醒我们，让我们是他提醒我们是他的见证的这样的一个身份和角色之外。
The Lord Jesus Christ not only talked about our position and our capability as witnesses.
他说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就得着能力。
He said that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
得救跟能力有关系。
Salvation is tied to ability, power.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天侍奉也不能离开能力。
Today we cannot serve without power.
我们承认今天在教会里面这一方面有一些混乱。
We believe, or we confess that the church there is some kind of a chaos according to ability, power.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天侍奉也不能离开能力。
Today we cannot serve without power.
我们承认今天在教会里面这一方面有一些混乱。
We believe, or we confess that the church there is some kind of a chaos according to regard to this issue.
昨天从早上一直到下午，吴主光牧师在这里讲到灵界揭秘的事情。
Yesterday we have a special seminar here.
那么特别提到这个属灵的这个境界里面的事情。
Especially talk about spirituality, spiritual matters.
那么我们相信参加昨天的聚会的弟兄姊妹心里面有一个很深很深的被提醒。
We believe that all who participated in the seminars yesterday were reminded again.
今天教会里面实在充满许多的混乱。
Today in the churches there is much confusion.
里面有相当多的混乱是跟圣灵有关系。
Much of the confusion came about has to do with the Holy Spirit.
昨天我们听吴牧师在这边分享。
Yesterday, Pastor Wu was sharing with us here.
我们听见他的负担。
We hear his burden.
我们听见他在过去这些年来在中国教会的一些经历。
We heard of his experiences in the Chinese churches in the past years.
我相信每一个听到的人心里面都得到警惕。
I believe everyone who received this message yesterday were reminded and alerted.
讲到圣灵，弟兄姊妹，我们不能够很清淡的就把它过去。
Talking about the Holy Spirit, we cannot take it lightly.
特别是使徒行传，我们看见整个二十八章里面，许多的地方提到圣灵。
Especially in the book of Acts, in chapter 28, there are many places the Holy Spirit was brought up.
但是在我们今天刚才张昭斌弟兄带我们所读的这十一节圣经里面，有三次提到圣灵。
But in the 11 passage verses that we read today, there areThe Holy Spirit was brought up three times.
弟兄姊妹，让我们注意一下，这三次提到圣灵，一次当然是在第八节，在前面第二节提到一次圣灵，第五节提到一次圣灵。
The Holy Spirit was brought up in verses 2, 5, and 8.
那么第二节提到说圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒等等。
Verse 2, the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he have chosen.
这里提到圣灵吩咐，提到圣灵拣选。
Here it talks about through the Holy Spirit, the instruction and also the chosen apostles.
我们在这里很清楚地看见这个权柄是从圣灵而来的。
We can see clearly this power came to us from the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天需要这样的一个能力。
Brothers and sisters, today we need this kind of a power.
这个能力是从神那里来的。
This power has to come from God.
我们听过一个这个寓言的故事。
I've heard a fable before.
那么讲狐假虎威的故事。那个狐狸，那么这些
trying to to become like a tiger.
那个狐狸他说他很了不起。
A fox was boasting.
那他们说你怎么了不起呢
？Other people ask, how great are you?
那个老虎说我比你了不起。
Tiger said, but I'm much better than you.
那狐狸说你不信。
The fox said, well, don't look down.
我可以带你到森林里面去走一走，你就知道。
Let me take you to the woods, and you will know.
那老虎不相信。
The tiger did not believe.
好，我就跟你去吧。
So he followed the fox.
后来狐狸就走在前面。
Fox was leading.
老虎就跟在后面。
Fox, the lion was.
进到森林里面。
The tiger followed him into the woods.
那么所有的动物看见都跑了。
All of the animals seeing them coming, and they were all ran away.
那狐狸就跟那个老虎讲。
The fox boasted to the tiger.
你看我多威风。
Look at my magnificence.
大家一看到我就跑掉了。
Everyone upon seeing me ran away.
哇，那老虎就也低头下拜。
The tiger declared defeat.
那么这是一个寓言的故事。
This is but a fable.
但是用在我们身上。
But applied upon us.
我们今天不是狐狸。
Today we're not foxes.
我们不是让神跟着我们，人家看见神说大家就怕我们。
We're not walking ahead of God, so everybody upon seeing God will flee away from us.
但是在这个故事里面。
But in this fable.
我们看见一件事情。
We see one thing.
弟兄姊妹，能力不是从我们身上出去。
Brothers and sisters, the power did not come from us.
我们要让人家看见是神在我们身上活出那样一个能力。
What we want other people to see is the power through us from God.
这是一个需要缺少，这是一个缺少能源的一个时代。
This is a generation lacking power, energy crisis.
今天在教会里面，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，求主把这样的能力赏赐给这个教会。
Brothers and sisters, we pray that God will give us this kind of a power.
我们在神的面前是轻慢不得的。
That before the Lord, we cannot take anything lightly.
但是为什么今天人在神的面前会轻慢？
But why is that we would be little other people?
因为今天教会里面没有神的权柄。
Because today we don't see the power, the authority of God in the church.
我们以人代替了神。
Sometimes we use people to replace God. 我们
以口才代替了神。
A beautiful speech will replace God's
word. 我们以经验代替了神。
Experience will replace God.
我们以组织代替了神。
Organization replaces God.
我们用我们的这个学识来代替了神。
Our education replaces God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神是轻慢不得。
Do not belittle God.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以跟人开玩笑，我们不可以跟神开玩笑。
We can take people lightly, but not God.
我相信，弟兄姊妹，我从心里相信，主耶稣再来的日子近了。
Brothers and sisters, I believe from the bottom of my heart that the coming of the Lord is near.
当主耶稣再来的时候
，When the Lord Jesus Christ come again,
请问我们要怎么样面对他
？Ask ourselves, how are we to face him?
求主在这个教会建立他的权柄。
We ask the Lord will build His own authority over this church.
第五节告诉我们说，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Verse 5 talked about being baptized by the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做受洗呢
？What does it mean to be baptized?
有神学的意义。
There are theological explanations.
非常简单的，在字面上，受洗的意思是干净的意思。
From verb, just looking at it as a word means to be cleansed.
弟兄姊妹，能力、权柄从哪里来？
Brothers and sisters, power, where do power and authority come from?
从圣洁而来。
Come from cleanliness.
昨天晚上我听见吴牧师在这里讲道。
Last night, Pastor Wu reminded us here in his sermon.
他一直强调一件事情。
Again and again, he reminded us of.
我们是罪人。
That we are sinners.
我们罪人不是从外面看，是从里面看。
It is not from our outer appearance that we are sinners, but from our inner self.
在过去这几年。
In the past few years,
我一直在主面前追求一件事情。
One pursuit of mine before the Lord is.
弟兄姊妹，请你为你们的牧师祷告。
Dear brothers and sisters, please pray for your pastor here.
让你们的牧师在这一方面的心愿能够达到。
That my heart will be fulfilled in this aspect.
我求什么呢
？What do I ask?
我求主让我成为圣洁。
I ask the Lord make me holy.
弟兄姊妹，讲到圣洁是三个层面。
Holiness has three aspects.
一个是行为上。
One in action.
我们也许可以在行为上圣洁。
We may be holy in our action.
也许我们在行为上可以不粗暴。
Maybe we are not rude or crude.
我们可以在行为上可以稍微小心。
Maybe we're more cautious.
但是我们也需要在言语上圣洁。
Also in our language.
很多时候我发现我这个常常用口的人，常常用口得罪了神，得罪了人。
Oftentimes in our words we sin against God and man.
弟兄姊妹，我们的嘴唇要圣洁。
Brothers and sisters, we have to seek to be holy in our words to others.
以赛亚来到神的面前。
Isaiah came before the Lord.
他说：“我是嘴唇不洁的民，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。”
He said, "I am a sinner in my words, and I live among sinners that have sinned against you."
行为和言语比较容易。
Action and words are actually easier.
最难的圣洁是思想里面的圣洁。
The hardest one is to be holy in our thoughts.
弟兄姊妹，过去这四年来，我一直在学习，一直在追求这一方面的圣洁。
Brothers and sisters, in the past 4 years, I really pursue to be holy in my thoughts.
因为我真正的相信，是真圣洁才能够带来真的属灵的权柄。
Because I truly believe in true holiness, where we bring about true authority from the Lord.
思想谁也看不到。
Nobody can see what the way you think.
但是主看到。
But the Lord can examine it.
主知道。
The Lord knows it.
弟兄姊妹，我们要做见证人。
Brothers and sisters, we will be witnesses.
求主让我们做一个圣洁的见证人。
We ask the Lord to help us to be holy witnesses.
求主帮助我们，不要用行为来得罪神。
We ask the Lord to help us not to offend against people in our actions.
求主让我们不用言语来得罪神。
We ask the Lord that we will not offend other people in our words.
也不让我们用思想来得罪神。
That in our thoughts we will not offend against or sin against God.
我盼望我们在座每一个人。
I expect that every one of us here.
不管你是基督徒，你是个慕道的朋友。
Whether you are a Christian or one who's seeking.
盼望今天早上让我们有机会在神的面前省察我们自己。
That today, this morning, we're given the opportunity to examine ourselves before the Lord.
成为圣洁才能够真正的合乎主用。
Only in holiness will we become the disciples of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要在这一方面有突破。
Dear brothers and sisters, we really need a breakthrough in this aspect.
低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在知道你是察验人心肺腑的神。
Dear Lord, we know you are one who examines the heart of man.
主啊，人的话算不了什么。
The words of human being are nothing.
但愿你自己的光借着你的话来鉴察我们每一个人。
May your light through your words examine our hearts.
主啊，我在你面前。
Lord, we stand before you.
主啊，虽然我在这个教会担任做牧师。
Even though I am a pastor of this church.
主啊，若是我自己不圣洁。
Lord, unless I myself is holy,
怎么能够带着弟兄姊妹进入圣洁？
How can I bring about my brothers and sisters into holiness?
我也把每一个弟兄姊妹仰望你。
Lord, I trust each one of the brothers and sisters to you.
求你今天早上再三的来提醒我们。
That once over and over again you will remind us.
主啊，让我们能够更像主耶稣。
Lord, we seek to be more like Christ.
让我们成为圣洁，被你所用。
That we will be made holy and to be used by you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.